Hey nerds, welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only show where frontier model is both a compliment and a diagnosis. I'm Alex, your resident explainer and API wrangler.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you DM your smartest friend about, because between Sol, Terra, and Luna, I thought we were talking about Pokemon evolutions, not GPTs.
I mean, who says AI can't be collectible? Today, we're unpacking the very exclusive, very mysterious launch of OpenAI's latest model family, GPT 5.6 Sol, plus its siblings Terra and Luna.
AKA the models you can't use yet unless you're basically on a first-name basis with a government agency. Let's get into it.
So headline first. On June 26th, OpenAI previewed GPT 5.6 Sol, their new flagship model, and apparently their best ever. But here's the twist. It's only available to a tiny group of government-vetted partners. No ChatGPT, no public API, no sign up now button. It's the sneaker drop of AI models, but only for people with security clearance.
Wait, so you're telling me I can't even try this thing? Not even if I promise not to launch Skynet from my living room?
Not unless you're one of about 20 trusted partners whose names have probably been redacted somewhere. It's all happening under the new U.S. Cyber Executive Order, EO 44409, which basically says, hey, if you build something this advanced, Uncle Sam wants a sneak peek before the rest of us.
This is the first time an AI release felt like getting into an exclusive club. Is there a velvet rope? Do I need to know a guy?
Only if your guy works for the NSA. But in all seriousness, this is a big shift. OpenAI actually previewed the models for the government first, and at their request started with this restricted release. They're coordinating closely with Washington now.
Okay, so what's actually new with GPT 5.6 Sol? Or should I say, what are we all missing out on?
Great question. So Sol is the top tier. Think of it as the Pro Max Ultra of GPTs. It's designed for the hardest problems: coding, biology, cybersecurity. Terra is the everybody's workhorse, balanced performance and price. Luna is the budget ultra-fast option for routine tasks.
So Sol is for the power users, Terra is for your average dev, and Luna is for interns.
Luna is for when you just need something quick and cheap. But yeah, the naming is new too. Sol, Terra, and Luna are now recurring tiers that'll stick around across future generations, not just code names.
I guess GPT 5.6 Pro Max Plus was taken.
Yeah, Apple's got that one trademarked.
Any cool new features besides the you can't use it exclusivity?
There are two standouts. First, Sol comes with something called Max Reasoning Effort. Basically, it'll spend more time thinking for really tough problems if you let it. Imagine asking your model to take a deep breath and try harder, except it'll cost you more in tokens and a bit more time.
So, like me studying for finals, slow, expensive, but deeper thinking.
Exactly. The other big thing is Ultra Mode. This is wild. It lets Sol spin up multiple subagents to work on a problem in parallel. Instead of one model grinding away, it orchestrates a little AI team to tackle complex tasks faster.
All right, now we're talking. That's like hiring a group project team that actually does the work. But does it come with the drama?
Only if you consider prompt engineering drama, which honestly, sometimes it is.
What about benchmarks? Usually OpenAI loves to brag with numbers. Did they drop any?
That's the funny part. They named the tests, like Terminal Bench for coding, Gene Bench for biology, and Exploit Bench for cybersecurity. But they didn't share most of the actual scores. It's like saying, trust me, bro, it's really good.
The trust me, bro school of product launches? I love it.
To be fair, they said they'll publish the full results when the model goes wide. For now, the claim is Sol leads on these benchmarks, especially in cyber tasks.
So OpenAI's flexing but not letting anyone see the receipts. Got it.
Let's talk about the government gating. The reason Sol is locked down is that it's OpenAI's most capable cybersecurity model yet. The U.S. government wants early access to make sure it's not accidentally, you know, inventing new zero days or something.
Makes sense. Nobody wants to wake up and find out the AI has been speedrunning CTFs on national infrastructure.
Exactly. But OpenAI was pretty candid. They don't want this to be the norm forever. They even said this kind of process keeps the best tools from users, enterprises, and global partners who might need them.
So they're basically like, we get it, but let's not make this every release, okay?
Pretty much.
Can you break down this Executive Order 14409 for us? What's the actual process?
Sure. EO 14409 is all about secure frontier model deployment. It sets up a voluntary framework where developers can offer their models to the government for up to 30 days before anyone else gets access. The government uses that time to, you know, kick the tires, make sure nothing dangerous slips through.
Voluntary, but if you want to play in the big leagues, you're voluntold, huh?
It's a little like that. OpenAI's rollout of Sol is basically a live demo of how this process will work. First, government gets early access, then hand-picked partners, then the rest of us, eventually.
So, if you're a regular dev, what does all this mean? Is it time to panic or just update your bookmarks?
For now, keep building on GPT-5.5, or maybe Terra and Luna when they open up. Sol is a coming-soon situation, unless you're on the VIP list, but Terra could be a big deal. It claims GPT-5.5 level performance at half the price. If that holds, a lot of people are going to want to switch.
Cheaper tokens are always sexy. Also, heads up, new caching math for GPT-5.6, so if you're running high-volume apps, watch out for the new 1.25x cache write surcharge.
Spoken like someone who's been burned by an AWS bill.
Don't remind me.
So big picture, this government-gated preview is likely the new normal for top AI models, at least when cybersecurity is in the mix. It's a wild new world where the best tools launch behind closed doors, for now.
But hey, if anyone listening is a trusted partner, slide into our DMs and tell us what Sol is really like. We promise not to tell much.
That's all for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Subscribe, leave us a review, and let us know which model you'd name after a planet.
Thanks for tuning in, nerds. See you next level.